One of the distinguishing features of the New Testament church was the solemn emphasis it placed upon the preaching of the Word of God. Although it was an age of novel philosophies and false religions, religions that majored on signs and wonders, the Church of Christ advanced with earnest prayer and Spirit-anointed preaching. Paul, in his classic statement of purpose, declared, "For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified." The word translated preached there is one that's used throughout the New Testament to indicate an act of publishing or proclaiming. It is used especially of the public proclaiming of the gospel, the setting forth or declaring the word of God. It is the same word that Paul used when speaking to the Romans in Romans 10 and 4. "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart." That is the word of faith which we preach. Now the Great Commission of Mark 16 and 15, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature," underscores the importance of preaching in a modern context. It is God's will that the gospel is preached. There is nothing fanciful, sensational, or mysterious in this work. It's a simple yet forthright declaring of the gospel of Christ. The exhortation of Paul to Timothy, where he urged him to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, serves to highlight the absolute importance of such work in the perilous times of the last days. This is God's ordained means of spreading the gospel. It is by the foolishness of preaching that he is pleased to save them that believe. Spirit-anointed preaching will always be blessed by God. He has assured his people that the word that goes forth out of his mouth shall not return unto him void, but accomplish that which he pleases and prosper in the thing whereto he sends it. Such a holy and important work must always occupy a prominent place within the church. So why do we read comments like, "Congregations may look forward to the pastor's sermon, but when it comes to bringing about a change in their attitudes or lifestyle, preaching appears to have little impact"? Why does preaching make little impact on lives? Well, that question could have one of two answers. One, the preaching is wrong. Now, we live in an age where modernistic, liberal and Bible-denying churches set little worth on the preached word. Many who occupy pulpits have never been converted and consequently have little knowledge or interest in the word of God. The ministry is viewed merely as an occupation and the task of preaching an unimportant and irrelevant one. In a vain attempt to halt the gradual decline of numbers and attract a younger congregation, many worship services no longer include an exposition of a scriptural passage. The Bible is almost forgotten, and man-formulated themes and topics are discussed in its place. In these centres, the preacher has become redundant. Services are centred on either a music-based presentation or a performance, and acting out the gospel has replaced the preaching of the gospel. It's not unknown for churches to remove the pews and the pulpit and transform the church into a forum for discussion, or a debate, or a question and answer session. And the end result is not a healthy, spiritual, vibrant, God-glorifying church, but a powerless, worthless assembly that has turned its back on the principles of God. God is not honoured or pleased, and society is not well served, and the preaching of the gospel is reduced to such a forgotten and forsaken place. That kind of presentation will never make a lasting impact on the people. Failure to preach the word will mean failure in the daily application of the word. But the fact that sermons make little impact could be for another reason. Not only is the preaching perhaps out of order, but the hearers perhaps come with hearts that are wrong also. Many come to Bible-believing churches where the word of God is preached and the gospel is presented faithfully and powerfully, but some come to those places with little or no preparation of heart. They do not pray, they do not ask the Spirit to apply the word to them, they do not seek to live in the light of Scripture. We find that this 21st century is an age of philosophy and self-help and motivational talks with very limited worth, but sadly these things have taken precedence in the hearts of many. There is no substitute for the preaching of the word of God. We need to pray, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." May God give us ears to hear and hearts to understand the preaching of his word.